only can enjoy the benefits. That's the story there. Okay. Now we move on to most interesting area. And that is to discuss Allah Beis Aharon, who is very, very clear in these matters, the machlokas between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yosi ben Menachem. Very important. And here, just to get to take the Beis Aharon, and we'll go through slowly. We're now on page 52. The Gemara. It's in the middle of the left-hand column. It may even be underlined. Okay? You have that, David? Right. Now, what is the Plukta de Rabbonon of Rabbi Yosef ben Menachem? He's going over a lot of territory, but I don't apologize for that because it's good to get the Gedorim clear. The Rabbonon had said, when it's a question of Trey Utrey, she should not get married, and if she gets married, Lo Seitzei, and of course the Lo Seitzei is Kegon, she nisses Liechel Miadevi, he or Meris Borili, that's when she doesn't leave him. If it wasn't in that situation, even Bidiyevit, she'd have to leave, right? However, according to Rabbi Menachem ben Rabbi Yosei, he says that if there were Trey Utrey, and then she went ahead and got married, even if it was Liechel Miadevi and Borili, it would be Teitzei. The only time of Lo Seitzei is when the two witnesses who came along to say that he was dead, or the two witnesses who came along to say Niskarisha, they were accepted, and then she got married, and only subsequently after her marriage did the other two witnesses come along. And one imagines that in the case of Menachem ben Rabbi Yosei, even that case where it says Lo Seitzei would be a case of Shenissus Liechel Miadeh, so what we have to be mavayer now is that when two witnesses came along and said he's dead, and two witnesses came along and said he's not dead, she may not get married lechatchila, and be the eved according to the Rabbonon, if it was married to one of her witnesses and she says bodily, she would not have to leave him, and according to Rabbi Menachem ben Rabbi Yosef, she would. So that's what we have to understand. What's at the root here? Okay, now follow carefully, please. Nearly svoras pluktosom. I would like to suggest that the logic behind their argument is as follows. De Rabbonon sovri, Rabbonon are of the opinion, follow carefully, de chazoko de daiko umintsibo mare lecheskas eshesish. They believe that opposing the chazaka of Eshes Ish, which this woman has, there is also the chazaka of Isha Daika Uminsibo. Now that we've seen in Tosfos, have we not? And that, as it were, counterbalances the Cheskas Eshes Ish. The Kivan to have a Trey Utrey below chazaka, and since therefore we can ignore the chazaka and it's an ordinary case of Trey Utrey, because one chazaka cancels out the other chazaka, to have a Sveika Mealia, and therefore it becomes a common or garden sofik. Mishum hochi is farshteitzach. Lechatchila lo si nosei misveike. Lechatchila she's not allowed to get married because she may still be an eshes ish. Ubedievet, however, no lo seitzei nami misveike. She doesn't leave misveike. Why? Because it's shenissus liyechon miyedeha. Vehi omeres borili. So for the two of them there's no sveike. So that's the Rabbonon. Okay? Now, so you will say to me, that's your lomdus in the Rabbonon, that the Isha Daiku Minsiba removes the Cheskes Eshes Ish. What about the case of Niskarisha or Shanaim Omer below Niskarisha? Is there Daiku Minsiba by Gerushin as well? V'yaf al-gav shagam b'gerushin sfilele the Rabbonon de lo seitzei. We find that the din of the Rabbonon is said not only in Shnayim Omrim Eis and Shnayim Omrim Lo Eis, but also in the case of Shnayim Omrim Niskarisha or Shnayim Omrim Lo Niskarisha. We have some lekker time to die come in, sir. And we know that in Gaelishin, usually there is no inyan of Yisha Daiku Minzaba, so Lechur does the Cheskas Eishas Ish, so why should she not have to leave a Livid Rabbon, on?
Why does...
But that's what, because we that's what we had before. That's the base Aharon that we had before. It all will be revealed. Yesh le Tareit. I can offer two suggestions. I can suggest when we know that there is no inyan of Yisha Daiku Minzibah by Geirishin, Hainu, that means Sha'al Yedezer Lo Sehela Ne'emonis Gemura. That means only that in Geirishin, the Chazok or Yisha Daiku Minzibah is not invoked to give her absolute acceptability in regards to what she says. In the same way as if she was to come along and say that my husband is dead, we would allow her to get married because the Cheskas Daikum, Chazok Isha Daikum in Zibur destroys the Cheskas Eishas Isha. But if a woman were to come along and make an announcement, my husband divorced me, there's no Isha Daika Minzaba, that's no. So therefore, that Chazok Isha Daika Minzaba in Geirishin will not give her acceptability, credibility in what she says. Avole Inyan Shetahe Mare Lecheskes Eishas Ish Gam BeGeirishin Mehani Tamzeh. So he wanted to suggest to begin with that ain't achinami where a woman to come along and say, my husband divorced me. She would not be given total credibility. Because a woman is not daike uminsiba in regards to Gaelishin. That's the way it is. That's why in the Mishnah, Mr. Lamar, there's a peshos and a peshitir. But if there are Edom who say she's an Eishes Ish and she says Gerushuani, it's no good. Isha Daiku Minseba, she wants to remarry. So because she's already identified as an Eishes Ish, so the Isha Daiku Minseba does not qualify to give her credibility to say that she is a Gerusha, right? So credibility, says the Beis Aharon, she doesn't have. But in regards to removing the stigma of Cheskes Eishes Ish, there the Chazaka is quite sufficient. That's one answer. The second answer, of course, he gives, which is much more acceptable, a part of which is the Tesis Yeshonim, which we just learned. O Yesh Lechalek, or we can say, Deha Delo Omrin and Begerish and Tam Didaiko, when do we not say Lega Begerish and Isha Daiko Minseba? That is only when there are no Edim who give testimony that she isn't divorced. Because then we can say, she will be not be medayek to get married. The Sovra, because she thinks, Sheim Yavo Baal or Takhishena. When do we say that a woman is not medayik isha daiku minsaba? When there are no witnesses involved. Then we're afraid that she's not medayik. Why? Because it could very well be that she's not divorced, but when the husband comes along and she's caught in a bit of a difficult situation, she'll bluff it out. And she'll say, yes, of course you divorced me. And a bill of divorce, where is it? Oh, I don't keep it. Not mitzvah to keep it. You divorced me. So therefore, when there are no witnesses, then we say there's no Isha Daiku Minseba. Because then we are afraid that this woman, Taka, had not been medayik. And she thinks if after she remarries, the husband comes along, she'll be able to bluff it out. Right? V'yalzelo tachshu. But she is not afraid, Shemo Yavo Edom Nami Lo Marshalonis Garisha. And she's not afraid that maybe witnesses will come along and say she's not divorced. That's a Vaita Cheshash. V'yoz Lo Tehene Menes Negado Edom. Why? De Lahochi Lo Sachsho Shemo Yavo Edom. She's not afraid that Edom will come. That is how we normally assess by Gerishin, not to say Isha Daiko Minsum, but we say that here is a woman who comes along and she says, my husband divorced me. What's the likelihood of two witnesses coming along and say he didn't divorce you? How many people know what goes on? The likelihood of two witnesses coming is very, very weak. A part in which even if her husband comes along, unlike Misa, where if he appears and there's very little she can say, because if she's tied it, then he's dead. But in regards to Gerishin, she can tie it, of course, this man used to be my husband, but he divorced me. So where there are no witnesses whatsoever, it is then that we do not say Isha Daikim. This is the cheshbon that he had on the Gemara, earlier on the Mishnah. Abol hei chesheho Edom kvar bo. Now, it's an interesting point. But where Edom have already come, the Yomru and have said, Shalom is Garish, that she is not divorced. Ela sheyesh negdom Edom hamakrishim. And she already has supporting her two witnesses who say she is divorced. Now, this is an area where she will be medayik. Why? Because she will have to be afraid that if in fact she's not telling the truth, so these Adam could very well be found out. And the chances are, if this whole thing is a lie, and they say they were present at the divorce proceedings at 2 p.m. on a Thursday afternoon, April the 4th in Edinburgh, the chances are, since if she knows in her heart of heart that such a divorce never took place, the chances are that these people are going to be found out to be Adam Zalmimim. Because the truth of the matter is, she knows in her heart of hearts, Lehaya Velay Nivra, there was nothing ever there. So that is a bigger cheshash. Vizeba Vadai Benekel Yoser, and it's certainly easier to anticipate Asher Li Adam Hapsulim Yovo Ede Hazoma, that for Adam Psulim, other Adam who will be Mazim the first set will come along, who Kamosha Gosafti Lielba Mishnah Bashima Tesis Yeshonim Umishum Hochi Daike. That is why the Tosas Yeshonim say that in the case of Galishin with Trey Utrey, Isha Daika Uminsaba, and that's the Svara. And the truth of the matter is, that is stated quite categorically in the Gemara later on. You should know that the reason of the Chachamim, it's not just a taste of Yeshonim, it's a Gemara. That Isha Daika Uminsaba is a Svara in the Gemara Legabe Gelishin. Why? How do I know? Because later on in the Gemara we will see that Rava will make a suggestion that in the case of Misa, Rabbi Yochanan followed the Chachamim, and in the case of Gelishin, he followed Rabbi Menachem bar Rabbi Yosef. That's the statement that Rava will make. And Rava will say that when it came to Misa, he liked the approach of the Chachamim better, and when it came to the matter of Gelishin, he liked the approach of Rabbi Menachem bar Rabbi Yosef, which implies that the Chachamim said their din both on Misa and on Gelishin. Right? Let's follow him through. The Horova Omar, because Rava says later on in this Amud that Ra'a Rabbi Yochanan Devorov Shel Rabbi Yosef Ben Menachem BeGelishin, that Rabbi Yochanan liked the approach of Rabbi Menachem Ben Rabbi Yosef in Gelishin, but below the Misa, but not in the case of Misa. The Bemisa posak kerabon on the daiku minzibe, who begalish and raw devorish Rabbi Yosef ben Menachem de lo amlin and daika. So therefore, Michlal de rabon gufayu sovlish gam begalish and amlin and daika. So therefore, the implication is that the Chachamim hold Isha daiku minzibe even by Gelishin. That is why Rava had to say that Rabbi Yochanan didn't like the Chachamim's approach in Gelishin of daiku minzibe, but rather preferred Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosef. So that's the machlokas. Whether by Gelish and even by Trey Utrey, you say Isha Daiku Minsaba. Michlal, the Rabbon and Gufayu, Sabri Shagam Begelish and Omlin and Daika. Uchididaik Ashat Bekama Makomas Shaome Bechai Gavna, Ra'a Divre Shelze Boze. Michlal, from which we infer, the Eu Sphirle Afila Shelai Bechai Gavna. So therefore, to put it in a nutshell, as far as the Chachamim are concerned, in the case of Misa, There is a chazaka isha daika mincha that we have from the Taisus. In the case of Gerishin, isha daika mincha that we have from the Taisus Yeshanim. And that's the approach of the Rabbanan. So there's no cheskes eishes ish. So if she got married to one of her edim and she says bodily, since there's no chazaka and for them there's no sveika, they can continue living together. However, the Tam, the Rabbi Yosef ben Menachem, why he called the Rabbi Yosef ben Menachem Vesach? It's not Rabbi Yosef, all is fine. Why? Because he is of the opinion. In the case of Trey, comrades, that what? Shalomi boya begedish in the Leomnian and Daika. Not only do we not say Isha Daiku Minsit, but by Gedishin, even in the case of Misa, where we normally say Isha Daika Umin Seba, says the Menachem Rav Yosef, but in the case of Trey or Trey Dafka, we won't say it. Why? Because it could very well be, says the Menachem Rav Yosef, that whereas if a woman comes along under normal circumstances and says, my husband is dead, is Isha Daika Umin Seba. But here, where there are two witnesses already saying he's dead, maybe she's not Medayik, maybe she's relying on the testimony of those two witnesses. That's the voice. No, and the same thing will be by Gaelish. Elo afila b'meist yomrinu b'kama makomos b'chol makom daike, hainu hecha d'leke edem hamakrishim osa. That is only when there are no witnesses whatsoever. Avol ye hecha sheyesh edem hamakrishim lo mahani svara d'daiku min sabah, Ukamosha Kos of Horan, the Neged Adam Laimehem. Sorry. Not just a question that she relies on the support of the testimony of the witnesses who says that he's dead, but rather a Chazaka cannot help Neged Adam. Now let me just enunciate, because I said something wrong, I want to clarify. Reb Menachem Reb Yosei is of the following opinion. There is a chazaka isha daiku mincha, but there is such a phenomenon. And we know it because it's all over the Gemara. Right? Now, the question is whether we are allowed to utilize the chazaka of isha daiku mincha in the case of Trey Utrey. Now, the Rabbanan's approach we have already looked at, and they say yes. Even where Isha Daika Mincha wouldn't be acceptable where there are no Edom, it would be acceptable in the case of Trey Utrey. Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yosef says differently. We know that whenever we have doubt in our mind, we appeal to Chazaka, Chazak, because Chazaka is a Birur. Chazaka resolves our doubts. I mean, that's when a chazaka is invoked. When you've got a doubt, chazaka is a birur, it clarifies. Now, what can clarify most in Jewish law? Two edim. You don't have any better clarification than that, right? So, let us say in the case where she says he's dead. We are married bodily. He's dead, right? Now, two witnesses say he's not dead. Two witnesses say he is dead. She says he is dead. She has on her side the chazaka. The chazaka cannot be stronger than two edim. Let's even say the chazaka was the equivalent of two edim. So what have you got? Two edim saying he's not dead and four edim saying he's dead. It's still trey utrey. So that's the approach, says the Beis Aharon, of Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yosef. He puts the whole thing into the challenge. And he says that Enoch in Amisov called Sof, what is Chazaka? Chazaka is a Birur. A bureau, the strongest bureau you can ever have is two Adam. Chazak is never stronger than two Adam. Sometimes it is the equivalent of two Adam. So you got four say he died, two say he didn't die. That's Treyu Trey.
Would Rabbanan say then the founders of the Chazaka is something more than just maybe Chazaka is something else, not just a bureau?
So therefore, what will happen is as follows. I mean, you can get trapped into wheels within wheels. But the Chachamim will say very simply is the following. That Treyu Trey is there. That is that's the phenomenon. And because you've got Treyu Trey, which is a proper suffix, right? So the shaila is, where do you go from here? The answer is the Treyu Trey cancel each other out. Now, this is the interesting point here. That's the longest. I mean, we're not going to go into this. We can't do this Acharinish Atheist or right through the Masech, otherwise we'll never move. The Rabbanon say the Treyu Trey means they cancel each other out. Right? And, oh, yes, there is. There's a Cheskes Eishes Ish. And that is counted by the Chazaka Isha Daiku Minseba. So whereas the Chazaka Isha Daiku Minseba mightn't work normally, but in the case of Treyu Trey, it's acceptable. Right? So what have you got? The Treyu Trey, as it were, cancels each other out. The Chazaka Isha Daiku Minseba cancels out the Cheskes Eishes Ish. That's that approach. Rabbi Nachum Rav Yosef says, no. Treyu Trey don't cancel each other out. There's a stalemate, but they're still there. So therefore you add on the Chazaka, a big deal. Add on the Chazaka, big deal. So the Chazaka of each of the Yaminsiba cannot be greater than Trey. So it's Trey, U-Trey, right? And what are you left with now? Cheskes Eishes Ish. That's why if she got married to him, to the new husband, Teitzei, gone through the Menachem. Because the Chazaka Isha Daiku Minseba, which really is saying, is she telling the truth or is she not? I mean, please remember, Cheskes Eishes Ish and Chazaka Isha Daiku Minseba are of two different orders. Cheskes Eishes Ish means when in doubt, leave her on the status which she had up to now. That's what we call the Chazaka presumptive status. No, it's not a beer, excuse me. Why do you say these things? Cheskes Eishes Ish is not a Birur, to the extent that we say we know now the truth. What we're saying is, since we don't know, so therefore we've got to allow the situation to continue as it has been. That will resolve it. That's the way it is up. But Isha Daiku Minseba is a statement to the effect that her evidence, that bodily, is good evidence. So the Chazaka Isha Daiku Minseba is really telling you that what she's saying is the truth. So says Rabbi Nachum Rav Yosef, fine. So she's telling the truth. So you got three negative. So she is telling it. I mean, Chazaka Daiku Minseba means take notice of what the woman says, right? It's not words up in the air. Fine. So you got one. Together with her two witnesses is three. Of her two witnesses say no. It's Treyu Trey. So what do? You have to be mevarer the situation. Chazaka Isha Daiku Minseba is not mevarer the situation. It's mevarer if she's telling the truth. Cheskes Eishes Ish is something that we allow to be mevarer the total situation. That's the way it is.
So that's why
that's
what
you expect,
or
really
would admit, that if she gets married first,
if she got married first, then she gets married beheter based in. It's very, very difficult, because you see what's happened now. When two witnesses come along and say that the man is dead, please note what has happened here. And we paskin. Namely, that she is now a free woman. So the Cheskes Eishes Ish disappeared with the pronouncement of Beis Din. So now, when two witnesses come along and say that he's not, right? So therefore, lo teitzei. If it is to one of her eidim, that's gone. So what are you left with? You're left with a physical reality. Two say he's dead, and two say he's not dead. But you can't, in other words, you don't reopen the case. You take the case from here. The case from here is that two witnesses are saying this woman should not have married. But on the other hand, you say she got permitted to marry on the basis of two witnesses that said she could. Says, yes, that's treyu trei. It's a sveka di araisa now. Should we ask her to leave? The answer is no, because there's no cheskes eishes ish now. And she's nisus liyechel miyadeh, have you here married one? So for them is no sveka. That's the oshem tolei lomdus that we had before. The kiv in the hochol lekes svorah de daike. So therefore, since in the case of treyu trei there is no svorah de daike, harehi becheskes eishes ish, therefore the cheskes eishes ish remains, biyukminin lo achazoka. And we have to, as it were, place her on the Cheskes Eishes Ish.
But where is that?
No, for a Menachem Reb Yosef, there's no case of Isha Daika Mincibu with Trey or Trey. Lahochi Teitze, therefore she's got to leave Afila Benissus even when she got married. V'horaya Deliyeli Hiya Gamal Menachem Reb Yosef. And the raya that we brought earlier on will go even for a Menachem Reb Yosef. The Midika Omar, because since Rava says that Rabbi Yochanan Ra'a Devarav Begelishin, that Rabbi Yochanan liked Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosef's approach only in the case of Shanaim Omen and Skarish or Shanaim Omen and Snowden and Skarish, is Michlal, from which we can infer the Ihu Sover, that he is of the opinion, the Afila Bemisa de Layamrin and the Dike of Amokim Shiye Shadim. So therefore, if you want to know the real Machlokes between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yosei, it is that for the Rabbanon, even where you might normally not say Isha Daiku Minseba, but in the case of Treyu Treyu, you always will. And Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yosei says, even if in the normal case of Isha Daiku Minseba, you would say that, in the case of Treyu Treyu, you definitely will not. V'na'afuchu Mishanichnes Odor, etc., etc. That's the story. But these are things that you have to know. Okay. As I say, when we do the Chazora, please God, then you'll be able to find out what it is that you want and see how to put it all together. But at the moment, we're going through the Gemara. I mean, we haven't got time to take a line from here and a line from there. We're going through, and the cheshbonis we make as we go along. Okay. Now. Yes.
According to the Tosfot Mishnah, the reason when there is trey or trey in the Girushi,
yes,
we accept Daika or Mitzvah.
Right.
Why? Because Zoka and Isha Me'izo.
Me'izo Baala Befenei Baala. Me'izo Pone Befenei Baala. Right.
Those that swore, these of Hazaka can't be applicable to Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosef, according to the law.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this Chazaka is just made up for this purpose?
Well, yes. Absolutely. 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 Now let us proceed. The way we proceed along now is I would like to go through the Gemara with the Ritva. So it's Gemara, Ritva, and we know what's going on. Okay. Now, we enter into a new case, gentlemen. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Please follow carefully. Rabbi Yochanan says as follows. Shanayim Omrim Meis. Ushanayim omrim lo meis, harezu lo sinose, v'imni seis lo seitse. That, gentlemen, is exactly the Tanu Rabbanon of the Chachamim, as you will note by comparing it to the above. Yes, Tanu Rabbanon, Shanayim omrim meis, Shanayim omrim leis, etc. That's it. Next case. Shanayim omrim nisgarisha, ushanayim omrim lo nisgarisha, harezu lo sinase, V'im niseis teitze. Okay? And even if she did get married, teitze, that is not a Ravana. That is Rabbi Nachum Rav Yose. Okay? Says the Gemara, Maishana Reisha U Maishana Sefer. Why should there be a difference between the Reisha and the Sefer in the Halacha? Between Misa and Gelishin? Bitva. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim Orem Bechule, Maishana Reisha U Maishana Sefer. Why should there be a difference? I don't want to go through the whole item there. Well, the afilu tame with the reisha kidekayim of a cheskes penuya, the sefer kidekayim of a cheskes eishes eish. Even if you want to say that the reisha was dealing in a case where the only chazaka which the woman possessed was not a cheskes eishes eish, but was a cheskes penuya. Because that can be too, you see. There could be cases where you put her on a chazaka, and the chazaka is not a cheskes eishes ish, but a cheskes penuya. Because we thought of her as a penuya up to this moment, so therefore that's her presumptive status. So maybe you'll suggest to me that the reisha is dealing with a case where she was becheskes penuya, and that's why lo seitze. And the sefer by gelishin is dealing where she was becheskes eishes ish, and that's why teitze, right? Maybe that's what you want to say. Mikol Mokom, nevertheless, Afila Reisha lo nafke o misveke di oraisa o misveke di rabbonon de chol treyu trey b'yeshes ish lechol apoche sveke di rabbonon ike v'loma lo seitze. Says the Ritva, whatever way you look at these matters, whether treyu trey is a sveka di oraisa, which means you don't put on a chazaka, or treyu trey is a sofek di rabbanan, which means you do put on chazaka, you cannot escape the fact that whenever two people say the woman is divorced and two people say that the woman is not divorced, or two people say that the husband died and two people say that the husband did not die, you are dealing here with a general case of a genuine suffix to your answer, which lechol apochus has to bring you an issa de rabbanon. There is something wrong there. It means a suffix to your answer. And the legitimate suffix to your answer should always be lechumra. So the question is, why? So the question is, maishin or reisha, maishin or sefer? Why in the case of the reisha, even if there was a cheskes penuya? Fine, but a cheskes penuya means there's no chazaka to put it on, but it's still treyu trey. Sorry? No, in a case where we never knew her presumptive, in a case where her presumptive so status...
Once the agent come along and say she had a husband and he died, then doesn't she get a cheskes?
No, not from that alone. That's not the way it works. If she is known to be a married woman, that's the chazaka that she enjoys up to this moment. The chazaka is not generated by the case. Otherwise, there'd be no such a thing as the Ritva here. The chazaka is not generated by the case. The chazaka is generated by what we know of her up to that time. That's important. But I'm not worried about that. I mean, what I wanted was from the... Forget about that. With the cheskes penuya will come to shortly. All I want you to underline is the yod. Why, when he says maishna reisha, maishna sefer? So what did he want to suggest? That the first part was dealing with cheskes penuya, and the second part was dealing with cheskes eishes ina. Dahocha mistama kula. Here, if you look at the statement, it's mistama from the way it's written down. Is mistama the entire brisa or memra of Rabbi Yochanan Pelish reisha v'sefer bechade gavna mayra? Is dealing with the same circumstance. Because if he wanted to make the difference between cheskes penuya and cheskes eishes ish, so why did he change from misa to niskarisha? He should have said, when there is a cheskes eishes ish, then teitze. When there's a cheskes penuya, lo seitze. Why make it misa begeinishin? I mean, that's the important point I wanted from the Ritva. The Elo, because if it is not Bechad Gavna, if it's not all talking about the same situation of the woman, namely that she is either Becheskes Eshezish in both cases, or Becheskes Penuyu in both cases, am I not Chada B'misa V'chada B'gerishin? That's the point I want you to underline in the Ritva. You understand, Meir? To say that you could explain one by saying it was Becheskes Eshezish and the other one was Becheskes Penuya, doctrine, it doesn't make sense, because you've got a memra, and the memra is consistent. Because if the whole difference was between what type of chazaka she has, so why change from Misa to Gerishin in midstream? Well, that's obvious. There's no problem there whatsoever. So Maishin or Reisha, Maishin or Sefer. Okay. That is the story. Now, there is a lovely Beis Aharon here that I would like you to consult. Shanayim Omrim. Again, it will, because it...
I haven't got a copy of the next page.
Oh, sorry, I don't have. Okay, yes, okay. I thought I'd made somebody... Oh, I think Ian had a copy to give him. He's not here himself. No, we're not... we haven't... there's nothing new to add there. Okay, now, follow carefully, please, because I like the Acharonim. Sometimes they are Mevayer. That's why I bring the Acharon. Or sometimes I bring the Acharon because if we understand the Acharon, it's a sign that we understand the Gemara. So it's a little bit of an exercise. This belongs to category B. Now, Maishan Oresha, Maishan Osefa. Ayin Bipenei Yehoshua. Look into the Pnei Yehoshua, says the Beis Aharon, Shehiksha. He asks the following kasha. Lefi ma shekosav Rashi liel biomeres borili. You remember Shitas Rashi was a case where he interpreted Biomeres Borili, Hainu She'ein Libi No Kvi. Omeres Borili meant for Rashi, where the woman says, I have no doubts. Not that she saw him dead, but I have no doubts. Right? Velo Biomeres She'yodas Bebirur Shemes. But it does not mean, says Rashi, that she knows for sure that he is dead, that she actually saw him dead. Ulefima shehevin horan, and according to how the Ran understood Rashi, shehutzrich Rashi lefarish kain, that Rashi had to say so accordingly, she thought so. Why? De ilu omeres bari lo shemes, because the way the Ran explains Rashi is that had she said, bodily, meaning I know that he has died, hoyasah ne'emenes, she would have been believed, mitam ho'isha she'omra meispali, from the time that a woman who says, my husband has died, is believed. In other words, the Ran understood Rashi to accept la halacha, that in the case of treyu trey, where a woman to come along as part of this court, and say, I saw him dead as well, she would be believed, there would be no problems whatsoever, she would be able to remarry. The fact that there were trey would have been no interest whatsoever. That's how the Ran understood Rashi, right? That's what we had the last week. Now, MK, if that is in fact the Ran's approach and his interpretation of Rashi, my porichocha, Nadostaf McKenna. Let's see how he works out Akasha now. If that is the way it is, says the Pnei Yeshua, what is the Kasha here, Maishan or Reisha Maishan or Seifa? Why? The ha ikel liyukme, we could say, what's the Reisha? The ha chomayer of Yomeris Borila Shemes, umushum hachi b'misa lo seitse, kivin de mehemna. Why not say? Shnayim omrim meis, shnayim omrim lo meis, lo sinosivim svim nisis lo seitse. When is lo seitse? The Omeres body law. And body law shemeis. Right, she saw him dead. Ah, you'll say to me, If she says, I saw him dead, why should she not be allowed to get married lechatchila? Right? If you say that a woman who comes along and says bodily that he's dead is allowed to marry lechatchila, v'afilu hochi lechatchila lo sinosei, mishum lazo sefosayim. Because we'll see that belongs to the Gemara later on. Because since there are two who say he's not, so it's not nice that tongues should wag. So einochinami, to the extent where if not for the lazo sefosayim, al pi halacha she would be able to get married lechatchila. But we don't allow her because tongues will wag, but lechol apokas, if she did go ahead and get married, lo seitzei, right? That's boili shemeis. Uve geirishin de lo mehemne lo marsha lo befonol. Girishani bali. But in the case of geirishin, a woman is not believed to say, not in the presence of her husband, my husband divorced me. Lachiteitzei. Maybe that's what it's all about. Will be very good. But why, Maishna, Reisha, Maishna, Sefer, look at Parsha. Reisha is talking about, she says, I saw him dead, and therefore I don't have to leave my new husband. And then the second case is Girishani Bali, in which case she does have to leave, because she is never allowed to say, not in the presence of her husband, that he divorced. Right? Why? Well, we're not chopping and changing at all. What was no? The kashis are libid shitas Rashi as understood by the Ram. I don't know how the Ritva will stand there. That we won't gain by schlepping him in. The fact of the matter is, what we've said now is the way Rashi is understood by the Ram, namely that when a woman says, "My husband is dead and I saw him," she is believed without question, even in the case of Treyu Trey. Because she's never believed to say, not in the presence of her husband, my husband divorced me. And therefore the cheskazeshes ish remains, and therefore teitze. Now, let us understand. Below kosher midah, he says the Pnei Yeshua's kasha is no kasha. Why? Now follow carefully. Toho kosafti liel, because I wrote above, B'ta'am d'rabonon d'rab Menachem b'rab Yosei d'svirle gam b'gerish in lo seitzei. I explained to you earlier on, why do the Rabbonon say in the case of Shnayim Omrim Niskarisho and Shnayim Omrim No Niskarisho that lo seitzei, why do they hold that? Hainu mishum d'le inyan zeh mahani svoras daiku minse b'gam b'gerishin sh'tehei mare lecheskezei shesish. Now, I already explained to you that he only gave us one, we could take the other as well. I explained to you that according to the Rabbonon, when there's a case of Trey Utrey, Isha, Daiko, Uminsiba, even by Gerishim. That's what I told you before, and we had a tasteless Yeshanim to that effect. All right? Now follow carefully. It's a very beautiful view. I've already informed you, he said, that when there is Trey, Isha, Daika, Uminsiba is in fact acceptable even in Gerishim. Like the taste of Yeshanim, or as I suggested, that even if we don't give Isha, Daika, Uminsiba in Gerishim, Ne'emonas, Gemura, but at least it has the koach to damage the Cheskes Eshetish. Fine? Okay. Now, the Heich, the Chazaka Isra. And since I have told you the svara of the Rabbanon is that whenever there is an Isha Daiku Mitzvah situation and it damages the Cheskes Eishes Ish, is Hadin no saying, Shalot saying, say Misafi. So it's first Eitach, she doesn't go out Misafi. That's the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that in the case of Galishin, Isha Daiku Mitzvah, and she doesn't leave her husband. That's the Rabbanon Shitta that we had just before. When we were Mavire, the Plukta of Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosef, Menachem Rabbi Yosef. That in the case of Galishin, even in the case of Galishin, the Rabbanon say that even in the case of Trey or Trey, by Galishin, Isha Daikon. Now, Behine says the Bezar, Zeh hoyo poshut lahashas. One thing we can take for axiomatic purposes in the Shas is Tilab Yochanan Vaday Lo Shobik Brabonan Biyovit Kirabanacha Brabyas. You can rest assured, or more correctly, we can assume that if Rabbi Yochanan is following any shita, he's following the shita's harabim and not the shita's hayachim. Now we can take for granted. That's what the Gemara is entitled to assume at this stage. If you want to know who he's following the Rabbanan and not Rabbi Nachman. Bekivin shekein, and if that is so, osi shapir. All will work out nicely here. Now let's see what he says. Devich lemeim Rabbi Yochanan hayosover kereb Menachem bereb Yosei. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan had in fact had the same svar as Rabbi Menachem bereb Yosei, oz bovo de sefer de niskarish oteitzei lo kosher. Had Rabbi Yochanan held the same svar as Rabbi Menachem bereb Yosei, that you don't say isha daika mincha by gerish and even by treyu trey, then the Sefer would be marvelous in Rabbi Yochanan, would it not? Because Rabbi Yochanan's Sefer reads, Shnayim Omen Iskarasha, Shnayim Omen Iskarasha, Losin Asevim Nisus, Teitse. There would be no problem, and that would be no problem if we held on Rabbi Yochanan held like Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosef. Hello, what? Why the Kainu Adin Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosef? Bahakusha Hoya, what would be the Kasha? Rakal Boba Dereisha, the Bemes Los, Teitse. That would be the Kasha. If Rabbi Yochanan held like Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Yosei, the section which dealt with Nisgarish Alay Nisgarisha, that would work out nicely. Because Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Yosei said Teitzei, and that's Taka Rabbi Yochanan's opinion in that memra. So where would be the difficulty for Rabbi Yochanan if he held like Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Yosei? From narration. V'yalzeh hoyo yochel shapir letareit. So therefore, and there, hoyo yochel shapir letareit, the might of your merit's body may have to cush us up in the Yeshua. If in fact the Gemara had assumed that Rabbi Yochanan can be assumed to hold the opinion like Rabbi Menachem but Rabbi Yosei, then you are perfectly right. The Gemara would never ask Maishanah Reisha, Maishanah Sefer. Why? Because in reality, Shnayim Omen is Garishor, Shlayim Omen Lone is Garishor, Losi Nosivim, this is Teitzei. That would be fine. I shnayim omrim meis, shnayim omrim lo meis. Leit nos, hari loisi nosevim nisis loisetzei. What is the case there if he holds like Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Yosei? If he holds like Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Yosei, we would answer. It's dealing in a case where the woman says, bori li shemeis. In which case, everybody says, according to the way that the Ram understands Rashi, that everybody is entitled to believe her, and she only cannot get married lechatchila because of Lazarus time, but be the ever she doesn't have to be. It would be very good if we held that Rabbi Yochanan subscribed to Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosef, then we would not have asked Maishan Oresha Maishan Oseya. Avolavima shekosavti. But if you remember what I told you just before, the Rabbi Yochanan Badai Sphir Leke Rabbanon, that the Gemara is assuming that the Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Yosef holds like the Rabbanon. Im Kain, if so, hold the Sphir Leke Rabbi Yochanan Bebobo Dereshe Debemeis Lo Seitze, is the Chlekosha Klal? If Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbanon, then the Bobo Dereshe is no problem at all. Because the Bobo Dereshe says, Hare Lo Sinosei, Vim Nisus Lo Seitze, that's Mamish the Rabbanon, right? The Bavadai Kainu Adin the Rabbanon. Uval Korchach, so therefore, what's the cash of the Gemara when it says, Maishan Oresha, Maishan Oseva? The Kushas Ashas, who al Bava the Sefer? Loma bin Iskarish, or Teitze? The Alzeh ein Mokom the Tarot. And if you subscribe to the Rabbanon, you don't. The Hatam, whom is Shum Dien Law Nehemonis, Loma Gerish Tani. Don't say it's because she's not believed, because the Rabbanon hold Haki even by Gaelish and Isha Daikum in Sabah. So therefore, we have a stalemate. That's why we have to start looking for new Telusim. That's why Maishan or Asia, or Maishan or Sefer, is valid to the extent that the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbanon. And that's very good. Further to the Rabbanon, Isha Daiku Minsa, both by Gerushin and both by Misa. And since that is so, they would now like to know, the Gemara would now like to know, why by Gerushin is Tetzin. Since Chazok Isha Daiku Minsa, according to the Rabbanon, where there's Treyu Trey, is even by Gerushin. Yes.
If we say that even if she says, I'm sure that I saw him, you still can't overcome the Masai, then what made Rashi say that she said, my heart did all that? Even if she say that she was sure, she still can't say because of Adim. We just said now that Adim, that even if she said, I saw him, it's still not nice because he's got other Adim or Makisha. So what made Rashi explain that she's worried of?
Because the truth of the matter is, Alpi Halacha, when she says that he is dead, Alpi Halacha, she can get married. That's Alpi Halacha. The only reason why she cannot get married is by a Zaita Gezach, Lazarus of Osayim, but Alpi Halacha she may. That's a different matter altogether. Much different. So now, what are we going to do? What's this Rabbi Yochanan talking about? If we assume he is the Darabonon, is Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seh? Says the Gemara, Omer Abaye, Tirgamo be'eid echod. The new one. Tirgamo be'eid echod. Meaning, it's not two who say he's dead, two who say he's not dead, two say he divorced, or two say he didn't divorce her, but one said. Eid echod behakhosha. One says he's dead, one said he's not dead. One said he's not, so Mr. Amar says, but it says two. Yeah. That's regarded as a good kasha, right? No, the Ritvo asks the kasha, right? You're perfectly right. You have to get up early in the morning for that one. Right. Perish. Aye, for how do you omrin on Shinayim omrim? Right? So how? Because this is not the only case you have that. We have Shinayim, and somebody says, Tirgum obi yedechot. Aye, shtetok Shinayim omrim. It means echad mishnayim koma. One of two says, and one of two says. That's the language. Shnayim omrim doesn't mean two versus two. It is understood by Abaye, who knew the lingo better than we do, that shnayim means one of two say as follows, one of two say as follows. Or inami, or like might I suggest, as the Ritva, mishum di eid rishon him nu rabbonon kivei tre, kideise besomuch, Nokat beishnayim, v'nokat idach agav didei. Since we find that when a person gives testimony and is believed, we give him the same status as if he were two, so therefore we can refer to the first witness as two, and therefore we refer to the second witness also as two.
That's the issue.
Now, we'll have a look. We'll have a look. Now, we haven't come into the sugi yet. Okay. Now, so what have we got? The situation is Eid Echod Omer Meis him Nuru Rabbonon Kevetre. Now let's follow him. You see, you've got a problem. If we are speaking about a woman who has a Cheskas Eshes Ish, then you might ask, is an Eid I'm not saying Chazak is like two, but what is the situation here? What is the situation? In other words, just because there is one versus one, what does that make it? Says the Gemara, Omer Abaye Tirgumo b'yedechod, right? And Eid Echod Omer Meis Heim Nu Rabbonon Kevetre. Now, very important. Please note here. Because we are told that whenever one witness comes along and tells us that the husband is dead, we have already given him credibility of two witnesses to the extent that she may marry on the basis of his testimony. Uchide Ulla, as Ulla says, kol mokum sheheminu Torah eid echad, harei kan shenayim. So therefore, v'hod ka'omar lo meis is havel echad, v'yein devorov shel echad b'mokum shenayim. Now hold off for a moment. You want to know why it is that this woman does not need to leave her husband? Because one, we are speaking about one witness who came along to say that he's dead. Now, one witness who comes along to say that he's dead is given the status of two. This is the equivalent of two saying he's dead, one saying he's not dead, and you don't believe one against two. And even what do you come along first? He does not assume the credibility of two witnesses. Nobody gave him credibility of two witnesses because his statement is of no value to anybody. But when one witness comes along and says, Lomais, then he has the credibility of two witnesses, because we do believe such a witness. So therefore, were he to come along first, he would get the credibility of two, and then the other person would have the credibility of one. And just a moment, hold on. Eid echad omer meis himnu rabbonon kevetre. Please note. Pelush. Uchegon shebo lebeistin kodem sheyavo ha'ed hamakhisho. When do we give the witness who says he has died the credibility of two witnesses? Only when the witness who says he died comes to Beistin before the witness who contradicts him, v'hitiru ha'alpiv. And on the basis of that man's testimony, we permitted her to remarry. That is when that testimony has the status of two. Were there to be one court session where one person comes along and says Reuven is dead, and the other gentleman says he's not dead, that's called... This was decided to release the woman on the basis of this single man's testimony, and then the other gentleman came along, even if he came along before she got married, it's still called one in the presence of two. Rashi, Hemnu Rabbonin Kidu. Once the base is paskind, that single aid has got the status of tray. That's all we say. We've got a lot to say about this. We haven't looked at the tesis yet. They're lurking in the background. But that's what we're saying at the moment. How do we believe the one witness? Why do we believe one witness to say the man is dead? Because of the chumras that are lying in wait for her. If she's takya, is an ashes ish when she remarried? We were makel in to begin with. In other words, we don't want it to remain in aguna, but we rely on the fact that she is also daikam in simply because she knows what lies in store if it's not true.
Now the whole thing that we said before, that two aidim that go and come to make one machti, chucked out the window, because there's one aid who's coming, and if he wants to marry her now, according to the thing,
who says that he married her?
That's
not the case here.
Two different cases?
Of course, that's what we just said here. Tirgum obiyed echad. One witness says the man is dead, and the other says he's not dead. You now have a case of one versus two. One in the presence of two. You can ignore the other man's testimony. It's like just two witnesses came along and said the man is dead. You'll say to me, if two witnesses come along and say the man is dead, so why can't she not get married l'chatchila? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say, Harezu lo sinotzim nisus lo seitze? If it's only one versus two, she should be able to get married l'chatchila? Frektoch de gemorle, hi hochi afilu l'chatchila. Right?
So she's not marrying one of the
eight. Of course not. Is she even to be able to get married l'chatchila, Nami? The answer is, Mishum de Rabbi Yassi, the Yomar of Asi, Hoser mi mecho akshus peh, the answer is, gentlemen, that even though we give the aid the credibility of two witnesses, of a Vibal Sof, before she got married, there was one witness who said the man is dead, and one witness who says he's not dead, lechatchila, we don't want a woman to get married on that basis. Because even though the rabbis did give her, the one witness, the status of two, but nevertheless, that's called Lazar Sefosayim, and that's the din which is brought in the name of Rabasi. So were it not for Lazar Sefosayim, this woman would be allowed to marry anybody under the sun. If she got married to that aid, that's a different matter. She can't get married to the aid. Now, please note, and this is most important, that when we have when we have believed this one witness and passed in the court case accordingly, then we have given him the status of two witnesses. Now, we refer that situation to the case of Ula, the Omar Ula. Please note, because Ula had said, Kol mokum sheheemino Torah eid echad harei kan shnayim. Kol mokum sheheemino Torah. Now, does that mean by relating our braisa, our memra of Rabbi Yochanan, to Ula, does that mean that we are suggesting that the eid echad who is believed to say meis ba'alah, he is believed by the Torah? Because we invoke Ula's maxim, Kol mokum sheheemino Torah eid echad harehu kishnayim. Or are we merely saying that in the same way as the Torah, whenever it believes one, gives the one witness the status of two, in the same way the rabbis who instituted also in certain cases that one witness be believed, they also invested him with the status of two. In other words, is the Ula to be taken as referring directly to our case? In which case, it what would transpire would be a very big chiddush lahalacha, that an eid echad who says meis ba'alah is believed midiyoraisa kevetrei? Or is it merely to say that whenever the Rabbanon believed one witness, they give him the status of two, in the same way as whenever the Torah gave one witness credibility, they also believed him like that. Nafkamina would be whether it's considered Kivei Trei Midiyoraisa or Kivei Trei Midirabbanan. It would have many ramifications in Hilchas Eidos. Let's have a look. The Omar Ula. Because Ula says, Kol mokum sheheemino Torah eid echad harei kan shnayim. Right? That's the story. Yes. Yesh shepirishu. There are those who explain this section of our Gemara, where we liken our case to the and invoke the maxim of Ula, right? Debeedus isha lo heemino Torah eidechot. There are those who say that when it comes to edus isha, forget it. There is no case where the Torah gave credibility to one witness in edus isha, because we have a klal she'ein dover shebi erva pachas mishnayim. Matters of marriages and divorces can only be confirmed or denied on the basis of two witnesses. Ah, Yumasha Omru Sheho Isha Niseis Biedechod Shemes Baalo. And when the Gemara says in Yevamos that a woman may be released to remarry on the basis of one witness, Eino Elamid Rabbonon Shehikilu Mishum Aguna, and Viafkiinu Rabbonon Likedushe Mina. Famous theme that brings us back to our youth, right? So what they do is, how can the Rabbanon do that? How can they say that an Eid Echad is believed? Because when an Eidechet comes along, the Rabbanon and say, in such a case, we want to be Mekel, because otherwise the woman can there remain languishing for the rest of her life. So in such a case, Afkinen Rabbanon Likidushin Minei, which we have heard about. So therefore, Yesh Shapirishu means, let there be no doubt in your mind that when Ulas Klal of Kolmochem Shemino Torah Eidechot Harihu Kishnaim is not in reference to our case. Our case is only an Emonis Midrabanon. And that's why he goes on to say, V'chiyomrinon Shehe Emino Torah Eidechot Kishnaim. It's not speaking about Eidus Isha at all. Zehu Bishar Isurim. An aide will come along and say, this piece of meat is kosher. The Torah gives him the credibility of two. And if we paskin it's kosher on the basis of his testimony, and then after the court case was over, somebody came along and says, it's treif. It's echad b'makom shenayim. That's what kol mokom shemino Torah refers to. Doesn't refer to eidus isha. But what we are saying is, for Rabbanon nami heminu kevetrei b'yedus isha. In other words, what we are being told is that einachinami, there is no situation in the wide world where an eidechot would be believed in legabiyedus isha midioraisa. So therefore, the Gemara has to be understood in the following way: kolmal that in ein v'ein echad b'mokom shnayim means that the rabbis invested an aid echad who gives testimony that a woman's husband has died with the status of two witnesses, in the same way as in all those areas where the Torah gave credibility to one witness, they gave him the status of two as well. Ulefizeh, gentlemen, and according to this interpretation, be isurin di alma, in any isur, like treif kosher, in bo'u shenei eidim bozeh achazeh ein devorov shel sheni b'mokom rishon klum. Exactly what I said. Bozeh achazeh means after the case has been concluded on the testimony of that one witness, that fellow cannot be matrif the meat. Right?
And that's the
raisos. That's the raisos. Rishon neem and afilu l'hokel. That's a big chiddush. Right? Noshim, there's no name on us for an Eidechot. That's what he's just said. However, Upashto de Memra de Ula, Mashma de Hu Adin Visurim, de Kolmokom Ka'oma. Right? Because he says Kolmokom. Right? Well, that's fine. That's it. In other words, what he's saying is, you're perfectly right.
What? What? So why did the Gemara bring it down in this case if it doesn't become a decision?
No, you, why are you not listening to what I say to you? Five, six times I've said it. The way why the Gemara is bringing it down now is to tell you that the Rabbanon modeled themselves on the Torah. In the same way as when Eidus of Eid Echad is believed min HaTorah, the Torah invests him with the status of two. So similarly, whenever the Rabbanon believe one Eid, they invest him with the status of two.
The Rabbanon.
That's what I said.
We are in a very sticky situation because they're aiding Midrash Rabbanon.
Right.
Two Midrash Rabbanon.
Right.
Aiders just go down the window.
No, well, it's, well, we have to. I mean, that's a shayla in halacha that I can't answer.
They passed on him.
Oh yes. That's for sure. Kivei Trey. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. In other words, if they had paskin on the basis of that single individual's testimony and she had remarried, even though she shouldn't because of Lazarus of Osayim, or even if no single witness had come to contradict, but she married on the basis of that, and then two witnesses came along, that's a good shayla in halacha. It's a good shayla in halacha. Let me just see now. That's very interesting. Shnayim Eid Echad Meis. Hey, that will be Evelozer Yud Zion Simen Lamed Zion. Let's just see. And two witnesses came along. Okay.
Well, according to what we just said, now
it won't make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is, has become so, I know.
It hasn't.
It has become so.
Just a moment. Let me read it out here. That's how we'll come along to the conclusion later on. Lotetze means not lotetze from her husband, but lotetze me hetero. Visinose. Why? She'ed echod ne'emon bi'edus isha kishnei edim b'sha'ar eduyos. V'yein devorov shel echad b'mokom beis. Okay. Well, that's not the way we're learning at the moment. We're only at the beginning of the sugya, right? All right. Avol. Imbo hasheni kodem shehiti ruha hareil zulo sinasei. Because that's bevasachas, that's not bozeach hazeh. V'imni says, teitze mipenei shehu sofek. All right. Okay. Now, v'im ba'u beis, v'omru lomeis, afal pi sheniseis, teitzei ledivrei hakol. Right? Okay. If two people came along afterwards and said he is not dead, right? Afal pi sheniseis, teitzei ledivrei hakol. Now, the divrei akol kolomar, afal pi shenisus beheter al pi edechod, im achakein bou shenayim motzien osami ba'ala, velo omrinan di eid echod shenisus al piv have kishnayim, delegabe tre mamish lo have kishnayim ve'afila nisus lo seitze. Now that's interesting. In other words, kol mokum shemino tora edechod arezu kishnayim. Only legabi another eidechad who comes along after, but legabi shnayim who come along after, it doesn't have it. So it's like treyutre. Sorry, not it's worse than treyutre. It's two. He's only one now. In other words, by me you're a captain, and by your father you're a captain. But by captains you're no captain. You understand? That's the way it goes. If it is neged the one, then the one who is matir, and provided the based in paskin is shnayim, has the keich of shnayim. But if two come along subsequently, forget about the whole thing collapses. That's very important. Yeah. V'lo yomninin ho'ed horishin k'trei. D'legabe trei mamish lo yomninin edecha kishnayim. Very good. Okay, so we've learned a new appendix to that particular law. That's very important. However.
Yeah, but that makes it very difficult. Because we thought that the Ritva makes it be the right that edecha is like shnayim. Because...
No, but you don't, but you're not following. The point that we're saying here is, that we just added here, that in, whether it's midirabbanan or whether it's midiyoraisa, the only way in which an eid echad is given the status of shnayim is only when a case is paskened on the basis of his testimony, and then an eid echad comes along. But if the case is paskened, and he comes along, it makes no difference whether he's midiyoraisa or midirabbanan. One in b'mokum two is still one b'mokum two. That's the story.
What about if there were two? If there were two edim at the beginning, and she got married.
That's treyutre. That's treyutre. That's we've just done. That's tonder rabbanan.
She got married.
Right.
And two edim are coming and they're saying, no, he's not dead.
Right.
What is the
We just had the din here. She doesn't have to leave. Only be omeres borili and chinesis liechad miyedea. That's the case. Otherwise, she has to leave. Now, finally, umiyu. Please note. So up to now, he quoted v'yesha pirishu, who are of the opinion that eid echad be'isha is only midrabbana. Umiyu be'inyan eidus isha shemes ba'ala. However, in that situation, nirin divrei rabbeinu. I agree with my teacher, I suppose the law, yes? V'hahi midioraisa namihi udekidepirashti beduchti. In my opinion, the ne'emonus of an aid echad legabe hilchas ishes, aid echad meis ba'ala, is midioraisa, not midorama. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. So therefore, we have a machlokas, a very important machlokas we've shown him. Exactly what it affects, I don't know. I didn't go into. But the truth of the matter is, no, it would not, you see. Because even when the Torah gives an aid echad the status of two, that is provided he's not contradicted by two. Because when he's contradicted by two, he just shrinks back into an aid echad again. No, that's not true. That's not true. That's what I wanted to dispel. That's for sure not. Okay. Now.
So,
he says that's the comparison with Ullah. Uchadi Ullah. Come up, Shahem, you're not Torah. Even including this case. Right. That's the story. Okay. Now. Okay. Yes. He hachi afil lechatchila nami, right, says the Ritva, Perish. Bishlimav yahid eliel, had it been the case as we thought it was above, kivad yikat treyu trey, where there was treyu trey, is din hu shalosin osi lechatchila lafil liyechat meyedeh bi omeres bodily. Because where it's treyu trey, even if she wants to get married to one of the witnesses and she says bodily, we don't allow her lechatchila because it's treyu trey, aval hacha. But if here we're speaking about where we released her, Al Piyedechad, who is given the status of Shnayim, Emelo, we should say, why not? Hoi, Devor of Shelechad, B'mokam Shnayim. Why not let her? Amai, not Emel, Amai Lo, why not? To Hoi, Devor of Shelechad, B'mokam Shnayim. Because two people have said, Eidechad came along and says, Meispala, and the court passed accordingly, therefore she is now released by the court. And even if an eid echad comes along afterwards, it's echad b'makom shnayim. So why should not get married lechat chila? So there we have to explain because of Lazarus Mosai. Okay, right, gentlemen, we now approach the daunting Tosfos. Please follow. Anything you don't understand, ask. E hachi lechat chila nami. The basis of that kasha, as the Ritva has already indicated to you, is that since the court has paskened on the basis of the testimony of that eid echad shemeis ba'ala, he is now given the status of two witnesses, and therefore subsequent witness, singular, who will come along, does not have the ability to revoke her new status, or even to place it in doubt. That's the story. Now, please note, of course, bozeh achazeh does not mean that one witness was courteous enough to wait until the other witness had finished speaking. Bozeh achazeh means that one came after the court case has been concluded. Bebas achaz means that they are coming part of the same case. Please note. Slow. Umeho disnan biho isho sholo. Now, there is a Mishnah in Perek Ho'isha Shalom which reads, Eid Echad Omer Meis, the Eid Echad Omer Lo Meis, Hare Zu Lo Sinase. She's not allowed to get married. Now, from that Mishnah, Lekeliak Shule Liula. There's no cash on Ula. Aye, Ula says, whenever one witness comes along and gives testimony that the woman's husband has died, the Torah believed him like two. That's what Ullah says. That's only when you had already paskin the case al pi the edus of the eid echad first. The hosom ayre bebas achas. And therefore, if they came along bebas achas and it was eid echad neged eid echad, is doch viafilu im nisis tate, say. Whereas the Ullah ayre bozeh achazeh, meaning, Kishabo eid echad v'yomar meis, then hiti ruha, they permitted her, and then v'yachar kein bo acher, v'yomar lo meis, in such a case, imlisis no seitzei, avalachad chila lo sinosei, because of the din of Ravasi kidamasik, as we conclude. Sure? Okay. It's all clear. So he's just emphasizing what the Ritva said, that Ula's din is bozeh achazeh, not bebas achas. Right? And that, of course, seems to make a lot of sense. Umei reisha de hosom, and from the reisha there, yesh lehalchiach, we can in fact prove she yesh chiluk bein bebas achas bein bozeh achazeh. Why? Because the Ketoni, we said over there, eid echod omer meis. Now, follow carefully. One aide says the man is dead, Vinicius, and she gets married. Ubo acher, and after she gets married, another one comes, Viomar lo meis, lo say, she does not have to leave her husband. Now, please follow. We think the word niseis means that after she got married, the one witness is not allowed to cause her to leave her new husband. Now, that's how we interpret the word nisus, because it says v'nisus, and then uvo acher v'yom alamish lo seitze umefarish begemora. Now please note, the lo nisus mamish, the Gemara over there says it's not that if she actually got married lo seitze ela hitiru holihinase, but if on the basis of the one witness they permitted her to remarry afal pishelo nisus. I watch velo seitze mean velo seitze hainu me hetera horishon. Right? She doesn't need to leave the permission which has been granted to her formally by the court on the basis of the testimony of that one witness. So mashma, from which you infer, dafke hitiru akodem shaboho aid viomar lomes, that only if they permitted her, released her to remarry, before the second witness came along and said that he did not die. Ha bo kodem shehitiru ha lo. Which implies that had the first witness come before the case was concluded, then we would not allow her to get married. That's eid echad neged eid echad. That's lo sinasi v'imnisis teitzei. That's for sure. Again, proving from the two separate parts of the Gemara there that there is a most definite distinction in the ruling of Ula, that there is a difference between Bozeh Achazeh, in which case Ula's din was said, and the case of Bebasachas when Ula's din was not said. And it's all leading up, as you can appreciate, to a problem from another Gemara. Okay. Betzorechiyun. Now we have to raise a question on this assessment of Ula's position, namely, that there is a difference between Bozeh Achazeh, where we do Heminot Erech Shnayim, and Bebasachas, where we do not. Right. Betzorech Iyun. Now, we says, I have to ask a major question. Beperek Mishekine. Now, the Gemara in Sota. As you know, when a woman is suspected of being unfaithful to her husband, then she drinks the bitter waters. Only where there is doubt, in a case where there is certainty, then the waters are not drunk. There's no chachma to drink the waters where there is certainty, because why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name be rubbed out to Mayim HaMorim LaMorim, etc.? So the case of the drinking of these waters is only when there is doubt. Now, let's see. Tzorichiu, the peirik mishekine, the mashma, the aire ule. It would appear from there that, in the opinion of ule, his memory, kolmokum shemino teira eidechot hareyukishnaim, is bichol inyan, applies in every situation, bein bebas achas, bein bozeh achas. It appears from the Gemara over there that Ula said that one witness who comes along, if it is the type of testimony where the Torah would have given him the status of two, he's given the status of two even during the same court case if one came along and said, not like him. In other words,
they're not given.
No, they're not. They are not. For instance, an Eid Echad who says Mace by Mace Baala, the Torah gives him the status of two, to the extent that she will be allowed to remarry on the basis of his testimony. Now, if we say that Ula's memory stands, whether it's Pasachas or Bozeach Hazeh, what would transpire would be the following, and it's big guns. It would mean if Reuven came along and said, this man's husband died, which is given the status of two witnesses, and 2 seconds later, as part of the same course, Shimon came along and said that this woman's husband did not die, since the Torah has given credibility to a man who said that the Mace Baala, had he come on his own, as two, it's 2-1, and she can go out lechatchil and get married, were it not for Avasi's lasses of Osam. That's big news. If Ula has said his din, even bebasachas, I am sure you will agree that that's a major theme, right? He says you can see from the Gemara over there, at least it appears from there, that Ula is becholinin, bein bebasachas, bein bozeachasah. How do I know? This nan hosom, because we have a Mishnah over there which reads, Eid echad omer nitmes. If one witness says regarding a woman nitmes, she became unclean, she was unfaithful to her husband. The Eid echad omer lo nitmes, and another witness says she was not unfaithful, well, that's a common a garden suffix, I would say, is hoyesor shose. She would have to drink from the waters, right? Because it's not certain what happened, therefore she drinks. V'diyek b'gemora. Now please note, the Gemara was medayik like this. Tamo dahai makhish. Why do we say the matter is still in doubt? Because there is one against one. The implication is that had the other one not contradicted the first opinion would we believed that lo nitmeis or nitmeis, right? Good. Abolo makish, where there no one to contradict, eid echad neemon, the implication is eid echad neemon. Now that's not something that you can take for granted. Because the implication, says the Gemara, is that when it comes to matters of Sota, which are all actually Dvorim Shebierva, that an Eid Echad is believed to say either Nitmeis or Lo Nitmeis, says the Gemara, Minohanimim. When the Mishnah says, one witness says Nitmeis, and the other witness says Lo Nitmeis, so she has to drink the water. Why? Because it's a genuine suffix. One negative one. Says the Gemara, the implication is that the only reason why the first person who says Nitmeis is not believed is because he has one against him. The implication being, if he wouldn't have one against him, he would be believed to say Nitmeis. Right? So the question is, how can one witness be believed to say Nitmeis? It's Dvarim Shebierva. Do you have any makor to convince me that in the cases of Sota, one witness is believed, Midiorais? That's the Shiloh.
Then you can say that because there were two Aiden, both of them.
What are you talking rubbish?
One against the other. They're both believed.
Why do you talk such rubbish?
If one came
stop it, on. Stop it. Eid Echad Omer Nitmeis, the Eid Echad Omer Lo Nitmeis. If one witness comes along and gives one type of testimony, and the other gives another type of testimony, it's a genuine suffix, and that's why she has to drink. Says the Gemara, the implication is that there is a suffix only because there's one against the other, which would imply that were one to come on his own, there would be no suffix. What do you mean there's no suffix? In these matters, you usually need two witnesses to resolve matters, because it's not Isurim, it's Erva. And Ein Dover Shebierva Pachas Mishanayim. That's the Shaila. So the Gemara answers that how do we know that she has to, that one witness is believed, because when does she drink? The Eid Ein Bo. If there is no witness, right? So that is the Mokor Midioraisa, that an Eid Echad is believed in matters of Sota. Right?
So that's what he does drink.
So now that you have told me that an Eid Echad is believed, Midioraisa, right? A minute, right? Says the Gemara there, idich heichimotzi makrishla. How can the other aid say, lo nitmeis, for ha'omer ule kol mokum shemina Torah eidechad harehu kishenayim? Ah, you'll say to me, was poseach apavas achas. That's why there's no kol mokum shemina Torah. Right? A minute. That's what we would have answered. Please notice where we're moving now. First of all, we identify that an eid echad in soto is believed midioraisa from the words v'yedein bo. Then the Gemara asks, "Ebazei that one eid is believed as two, then surely the first person who comes along gets the status of two midioraisa according to the memra of Ula, and therefore the person who contradicts that witness is one negatu, and one negatu is garnished. It's as if we know for sure one way, and therefore she shouldn't drink." Right? Now we would have answered, but this is Bibas Achaz, and Ula's din is only Bozehavaz. That's what we would have answered, and let's see what happens. Ela Omar Ula. Ula says, you're perfectly right. Tony, the Mishnah should read, Lo Hoyasa Shosa. She never. A minute. So Ula's answer was, you're perfectly right, that in fact it's the equivalent of two versus one, and therefore the entire situation is known with the utmost clarity, and she doesn't drink. That's Ula. Rabbi Chiya Omer, Hoyasa Shosa. She used it.
Not entirely out of the blue, you know.
Hey, that's not over. So-and-so, Reb Chiya says she drinks. I, the member of Bula, we'll have a look at a bit. Said the Gemara, le Reb Chiya kosher. The Reb Chiya is kosher from the member of Bula. And le Ula, lo kosher. And for Ula, there's no kosher from the member of Bula. As they state in the Gemara. So the Reb Chiya, there's a kosher from the member of Bula. So why, according to Reb Chiya, does she drink? It's like one negative, because kol mokum shemina toro eidechad areyu kishnayim, right? And for the Reb Chiya, kan bebasachas, kan bozeachazeh. So Reb Chiya says, you know why there's no problem from the memra of Ula for me? Because I say that our mission is dealing with a case of basachas. So neither one gets the status of two. It's a proper suffix, or when it's a suffix, she has to drink. I when did Ule say, that's in a case where it was bazeh achazeh. Right. But, gentlemen, you'll notice that Ule did not give the reply to make the distinction between kamba basachas, kamba zeachazeh, which implies that Ule himself understands his memory to apply now both in the cases of Bozeh Achazeh and in the case of Bazaras.
He was arguing with Ula on what Ula said.
No.
Ula just answered himself, said, you're right, change the word of the Mishnah, and
no,
she does.
But you're not, why don't you pay attention? Otherwise you'll be the same going out as you were coming in. Reb Chiya is not a contemporary of Ula. That's the first thing you have to know. He lived a few hundred years before. We're speaking about a klal which has come down to us in the name of Ula. And the klal is that one witness, whenever he is believed, gets the status of two. Reb Chiya believes, we assume everybody accepts it. The fact that it comes down to the name of an Amor, Dina de Malchusa Dina is a din of Shmuel, right, in the Gemara in the Dorm. It goes to be nobody before Shmuel ever held it. When the Mishnah is that you can only understand on the basis of Dina Malchusa Dina. It comes down to the name of an Amor, but it's been going down all the time. That's not, they're not invented by these people. That's not true. They come down to us from time immemorial.
Discoveries.
No, they're not discoveries. They're associated with various people for whatever reason it may be, but not because they invented it. Now, so Reb Chiya had a shayla. How will he reconcile our Mishnah with the memory which has come down the name of Ula? That whenever one is believed, he's got a status of two. It's not a portion. Whenever a person got a status of two, only Bozeh Achazeh. But Basachas he doesn't have. So here's Eidach Adom and it makes Eidach Echad Om alone. It makes it's one against one, and therefore it's a suffix, she's got a drink. And they ask Ula the same thing. What do you do with this Mishnah and your memory? So he should have answered exactly the same as Reb Chiya answers. He says, no, You're perfectly right. Lo hayishus hayishus. So therefore, the implications as Tesis seems to be that even if it is bebas achas, Ule invests the aid who comes along first with the status of two.
What I'm saying is that even Reb Chiya himself is establishing the fact that of Ule's mainra in we learn in the Gemara, Shemina Torah, Brother and Kazan.
Not even only him.
Reb Chiya says he understands Ula to mean only bezeachas, but not the bebas. But the implication is that Ula's memory itself, as understood by Ula, is both the basachas and both bazeachas. That's a problem. Now, so the shaila is as follows: Mashma do Ula nami ayre basachas. It would appear that Ula also holds that his klal applies in Basachas. V'lokach tzorech lahagia. That's why he had to change the text in the Mishnah. Lo hayasar shosam. V'lo mishani kid mishani Reb Chiya. And he doesn't answer like Reb Chiya. So Reb Chiya knew of the memory kol mokum she'amina Torah edechot hareyuhu kishnayim. He knew of that memory. He didn't know it in the name of Ula, you'll be pleased to hear. Right? He knew the memory. And for him, the memra only applied bozeach hazeh. The way Ula knows the memra is by both the basachas and both bozeach hazeh, and that's a major statement. Because we bring down the memra in the name of Ula, and Ula understands the memra to refer to both bozeach hazeh and both basach. Now follow carefully. Umiyu, however, ikele meima, it could very well be De Ula lo Maira Elo Bozeachas. The truth of the matter is, it could very well be that Ula also believes that the Memra only applies to a case of Bozeachas. Aye, if that is so, why did he not answer the Mishnah like Reb Chiya did? Ela Shenira lo Dochek Lahamid HaMishnah Bebas Achas Mishum de Mashmale de Maira Bozeachas. It appears that the reason why Ula did not suggest, says Tosfos, the answer of Reb Chiya, is because Ula was convinced that even though the din of Bozeh, of the Kol Mokum Shemina is only Dafke Bozeh Achazeh, but as far as he is concerned, the Pashtus of the Mishnah is not that these two Adam came Bebas Achaz, but came Bozeh Achaz. So it wasn't because he disagreed with the din of Reb Chiya, but because he was convinced that the Mishnah was speaking in a case of Bozeh Achazeh, and in a case of Bozeh Achazeh, everybody knows that the one individual gets the status of two, so how could there be a suffix? Therefore he altered the Girsa to Lo Hayasar Shosam. That's one answer. Second answer is extremely interesting. The Od Omeri, and the Ri says further, Diafilu Aira Leula Bechol Inyan, even though Ule is of the opinion that the statement Kolmokum Shehe Amino Torah Eid Echot Hare Hukishnayim, Hani Mila Hosom, Demidioraisa Eid Echot Mehemen Beseite Kidanafkele Hosom Mila Eid Einbo. Now, please note. We can further say that Ule the Emerson is not prepared to make a distinction between whether they come together or Bozeh Achazeh. But that is only in a case where the aid is, believe me, Dioraisa Kevetre, as in Sota. There Ule would be of the opinion that we give the one witness who gives the first opinion and who is invested with the status of Trey, we give him the status of Trey even if the second witness comes along 5 seconds later. Because since the Ne'emonis is Midioraisa, and Kol Mokom Shehe Emina, Kol Mokom Shehe Emina Torah, Eidechot Hareyu Kishnayim, implication is that the Eid has a status of Shnayim, under all circumstances, saiba basachas, saiba zeachazeh. Avol hocha, gabe isha, delay meheiman, elemid rabbonon, lo koshev kishinayim ela bozeach hazeh.
So he doesn't
He learns that here is a case of ne'amonis midrabanan. He dafka learns not like the Ritva, like the V'yesh Shapirishu, right? That the ne'amonis of an eid echad legabe meis bala is only midrabanan. And the rabbis compared the case of the rabbanan to Ula only when it is bozeh achazeh, but not bebas achas. The af al gav de yesh chiluk ben de yoraisa midrabanan. Either is a chilek between the Yoraisim and the Rabbanon. So why did they bring the memra of Ula to our Gemara, right? The question which we raised before. Maisa the Ula, we still bring it. The Nirala, the Choshev Kishnayim, Bozea Chazem, the Rabbanon, Kamoba Bafachas, the The memra of Ula is brought here, even though here the Ne'amonos of the Eidechot Shemes Baalo is only the Rabbanon. The reason why it's brought here is to tell you that in our case, which is midrabanon, if it was bozeh acharzeh, then the eid echad would be believed kishenayim in the same way as the eid echad is believed kishenayim in all cases when his eidus is correct and credible midiyoreis. That's the story. That's how it goes. So we have quite an interesting Tosfos, things which did not emerge from the Ritva. And that is, that according to one answer of Tosfos, if an Eid Echad would come along and say, this piece of meat is kosher, followed 2 seconds later by this piece of meat is treif, the din is kosher. Yeah, by the Tosfos, of course. Because he says when it's Ne'amonos for the Torah, from the Torah, even if it's Bebasachas, it's Ula's din holds. Not Bozeachazeh, that's the Chiddush in the Tosfos. That is why Eid Echad Omer Nitmeis, Eid Echad Omer Lo Nitmeis, is Lo Hoyas Oshos, according to Ula.
Even with Meis Bala, when you have to bring the, even Meis Bala to come at the same time.
Meis Bala is the Rabbonah. You're not listening.
I'm supposed to say that it is the Rabbonah.
In the case of the Rabbanon, the Eid Echad is only believed Kishnaim if it's Bozeh Achazeh. In the Oraisa, they're believed if it's Bebas
Achazeh. Oh,
Treif is the Oraisa, and Eid Echad is believed with the Oraisa, of course. We believe it because the idea that the Sheikh can shecht, and I can rely on his Eid, that he shecht it properly. Nobody ever said the shit is going to be done in front of two witnesses. Okay. Further. Now that these are very, very, very big chiddushim l'halacha. I don't need to tell you. Further. Mishum de ravasi hoser mimecho akshus peh. Right. Now the truth of the matter is, it's brought down like it would be a statement of ravasi, but Tosfos points out to us the pasuk. It's the pasuk in Mishlei. Ravasi used to bring it. Right? It was a posse that he always used to quote. Now, follow carefully. The Im Tomar, Boho Sanan Boho Isha Sholem, we learn in a Mishnah also in that Periku Isha Sholem. Eid Echad Omer Meis. Now, follow carefully. One witness says he has died. Venissus, and she gets married on the basis of that testimony. Ubo eid echad v'yomar lo meis, right? And another witness comes along and says he has not died. Lo say she doesn't leave him, right? And we understand that Mishnah to mean Parshit, since she got married on the basis of the testimony of that one witness, she doesn't need to leave her new husband.
She did get married.
She did get married, right?
That's
not what Tosfos says. No, but who says it's the same Gemara? No, but who says that we're there at that moment? You have to be careful at what... But you have to be careful at what stage Tosfos asked the question on. Are they asking to have a minute? Are they asking before Uporich? You have to wait. Uporich be Gemara. Then the Gemara steps in, right? And the Gemara says, Tamodinissus. it would appear that the only reason why she doesn't have to leave her new husband is because she's already married him. Obalonises, lo sinose. But if she didn't get married, even though the court case paskened, right, then lo sinose, she shouldn't get married. For her omar ula, how can that be? Does ula not say, kolmokum, etc., etc.? Says the says Tosis, Umay Porech. What's the Gemara asking? Paha Ula Loka Omar Ela B'Dievet. Ula never said Lechatchila she can get married because he is believed Kevet Fei. Ava Lechatchila Moda De Lo Sinasi Mishum De Ravasi. So therefore, how come the Gemara says, you know why she doesn't have to leave? Because she got married before the one witness came. Had the one witness come before she got married, even if he came after the court case, she would not be allowed to get married. Lechatchila, the Gemara, why? Says Tosfos, what's the Gemara asking? Why? She can't get married because of Rav Asi of Lazarus of Osai. The Omri, so the Re says, no, you have to understand what's going on over there. The Hossam died, because over there the deal goes like this. Tamo, the reason why she doesn't have to leave him is the nisses because she got married. Hoyim lo nisses, the implication being that if she had not got married before this witness came, lo sinase, both can she not get married, vim nisses teitse. The hochemashim mas nisses, because that's what the Mishnah seems to be implying, dafke nisses v'yachakach bo eid lo seitse. When the Mishnah says, Dafke, when she gets married and then the aid comes. The implication being that if the aid came before the marriage, the whole thing is kaput. Both lechatchila and b'diyevet. Ha'boho aid kedem she nisses v'yacha kein, nisses teitze, mishum hochi porach v'du'ula. That's why they ask from Ula. Because it would seem to contradict Ula's din that even b'diyevet she would have to leave. And Ula says, of course, b'diyevet she doesn't have to leave. Lechatchila, she's not allowed to get married, only because of Lazarus of Osayim. But Vibal, the case was settled before the second witness came along, it's Kevetrei. Says the Tosfos, Yim Tomar, Ve'eichem Ishani Hosom. How do they answer? The Hochakoma. Eidechod Omer Meis V'hiti Ru'uli Nosei. Right, that's the Maskona, what you were speaking about. Now is another cash. How do we arrive now at the Maskona? The Maskona is not that one says she's dead and she got married, but rather one says he's dead and they permitted her to get married. Why can the Gemara say, Lo teitse me hetero horishon, is mashmu visinosi lechadchila? What about Ravasi? V'yesh letareitz devadei lechadchila lo sinosi. The truth of the matter is, lechatchila, she may not get married. I shteitach leiseitze beheter harishon. That means le'inyan, the only dim nisses leiseitze. In other words, from the Ula part, she doesn't go away. But from the Ravasi part, we have to be choshesh le'lazos of Osayim, and that's why lechatchila, she's not allowed to get married. And so we proceed along our merry way. It's not easy Gemara. That's for sure not. Not easy Gemara at all.
Can I ask the Kasha on Ula?
Yes.
I didn't understand the
Kash on Ula from the Mishnah seemed to be that the only time she was permitted to get married is if the aid did not come along until after she got married. Implying that if the aid came along before she got married, not only would she not be allowed to get married to Lechatchila, but even with the evidence where they hadn't got married, she would have to divorce, which seemed, yes. So therefore, that's why they asked. And that's why they answer. Absolutely. We're continuing on the same Gemara now till the end of the Perek, as far as we get. How far we'll get, I don't know. But it's certainly important Gemara because it helps you master a lot of vinyanim that we wouldn't normally get to. So we'll leave it over there for this.